Front Page Dramas present The $30,000 Dream. This week's Front Page Drama, The $30,000 Dream, is a dramatization based upon an unusual news story entitled Found a Fortune by Having a Dream About the Funny Papers. This very amazing and somewhat amusing story is to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, rightly named The Nation's Reading Habit, because it is read by more people than any other publication in the world. Join the millions of Americans who each week order the Hearst Sunday newspaper that brings them the American Weekly. Abner Wells, like millions of other Americans, enjoyed the funny. He followed them closely in the daily papers and grew impatient each week for Saturday night to roll around when the big comic weekly came in with a veritable feast of funnies. Ab Wells was following one comic strip in particular in which the characters were on an exciting jewel hunt. This was Ab's piece de resistance, and he saved it for a final but very close scrutiny after all the others had been eagerly devoured. A few Saturday nights ago, Ab was nestled in his favorite chair, catching up on the latest episode in the jewel hunt.
Abner Wells. Abner, do you know what time it is?
That's you, Marty. What do you want?
What do I want? Abner Wells, do you realize it's 12 o'clock?
Why, no, it can't be. I just sat down a few minutes ago to read the funny. Wasn't but 10:30.
How nice, soul, Abner. You're worse than a child. You get your nose stuck in those funnies and you lose all sense of time or anything else for that matter. Now, you put those funnies down this minute and come on up to bed.
Right you are, Martha. I'll be right up. Just finished reading about the big jewel hunt. They still ain't found them jewels yet, but they're getting awful close now.
You forget your jewel hunting and come on up to bed. You'll be late for church in the morning.
I'm coming right this minute. You ought to be following this, Martha. Sure is exciting.
Don't forget to turn the lights off when you come up. And don't leave the funnies lying all over the parlor floor, and hurry up.
Yes, all right, Martha. I'm coming right this minute. Picked up the papers, and I'm just turning out the light. Turn on the light in the bedroom, Martha, so they can see. Blacker than the inside of your hat.
I'll do no such thing. What? That light hurts my eyes. You get undressed in the dark. You won't come to bed at the proper time, so you make out the best you can.
Let's see, where else I'm going?
Sitting up half the night reading the funnies. My soul and body, you at your age.
Oh, consign that darn old rocker almost broke my toe. Turn on the light, Martin.
I'll do no such thing. You burned up enough light for one night reading those silly funnies.
They ain't silly. Say, that big jewel hunt is exciting as any good book. Happening to leave you high and dry is the most exciting part. They followed that trail through the woods.
Oh, can't you take your shoes off quietly without throwing them around? I'm trying to sleep.
And suddenly, the trail leads off to the cellar of an old ruined house. And there by one wall, they see the sign.
Abner Wells, I'm trying to get to sleep.
Huh? What? Oh, excuse me, Martha. The shoe fell out of my hand.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, beside the sign, they see a big old discolored stone in the wall. They loosen it, and it comes right out. Doggone it, Martha. Where did you put my nightshirt?
Hanging over the back of the rocker. Well, what happened? Did they find the jewels?
What? Oh, I don't know. Won't know till the paper comes out next week.
Thank heaven. Now I can get to sleep. Good night, Abner.
Night, Martha. That's it. That's the stone in the wall of the old cellar. Wait, I'll pull it out. It's coming now.
Abner. Abner Wells, wake up, wake up.
Huh?
What in the name of Goshen are you up to?
Where?
Abner, Abner!
Wait, I got it. Where, what's the matter?
Abner, wake up. Wake up, it's me, Martha.
Gosh almighty, Martha, where am I? Where is the stone in the wall?
Abner Wells, wake up now. Now, here, sit up. Been having a nightmare. You grand as Goshen, you've been fighting and struggling with the pillow. Got the bedclothes all kicked off.
Doggone it, Martha, that dream was real. I was living it, tell you.
That's what comes of sitting up till all hours of the night, filling your head full of them wild tales you read in the funny.
No.
You go to bed and dream nightmares.
I tell you, Martha, that was more than a dream. It was real, I tell you. I dreamt I was working with those folks in the funny.
Oh.
And we were right here in Millvale. Yes, sir, Martha, we were working in the ruins of the cellar of the old Babcock place. There was a big stone on the place. Put my hand in and felt something cold and round like a bottle or a jar. And just as I went to pull it out, you woke me up. But there's something in that dream, Martha. It's more than a dream.
Nonsense. That's what it was. Now lie down, go to sleep again.
Yes, sir, yes.
Get those silly ideas you get from the comics out of your head. That was a real nice sermon the minister preached this morning, Abner. Good common sense, right down to earth. Something we could all understand, too.
Doggone it, Martha. I just can't get the dream out of my head. That's the darndest experience I ever had. Thought about it all morning, Martha. Look, there's the old Babcock place over there. Why not let's stop a minute and look over the ruins of the cellar? I know where it is.
We will not. I've got my Sunday dinner in the oven, and I won't have it spoiled.
Well, now.
There's nothing to that dream of yours except what was put in your head with those pictures and the funny.
You can't always tell, Martha. There was something very real about that dream. Honest, there was. Won't take but a minute to make sure. Now, let's stop here, Martha, and settle it.
Oh, very well, then, Abner. Have it your own way. May as well get it out of your head once and for all.
I found it, Martha. I found the big, funny-looking stone I saw in my dream. Look, there it is. Just as I saw it, exactly the same.
All right, now. Now,
it's right
there. Come loose and pull out.
What?
Like it did in your dream.
Yes, it's loosening up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beginning to work out.
Oh.
It's coming.
Oh, my goodness. To make a fireplace to roast the weenies.
Dad nappet, who's that, Martha?
Some people coming over here to have a picnic.
Dad ratted, why did they have to come now, just when I got this big stone out?
Hurry up and look inside the hole and see if there's anything in there. They're not coming this way for a while yet.
I can't see anything in there. It's too dark. I'm going to put my arm in.
Get around.
Keep your eye on them folks. If they come over, I'll stop and cover up the hole.
All right, but hurry up. They're not close yet.
I found something just like in the dream.
Oh,
look, Martha. It's an old preserve jar. Stuffed full of papers.
Oh, here, give it to me. There, give me that. I'll hide it under my coat. Feel around now and see if there are any more.
Yep. I can feel another one. I'm getting it now. That burn thing keeps slipping out of my hand. There, I got it now. Look, another fruit jar full of papers, too.
Hand it over and keep working. I'll hide these. Maybe there's more.
Yep. I can feel one over in the corner. I got my fingers on it now. I'm pulling it over. There, I'll get it in just a minute. There should be. Here, take it, Martha, and I'll make sure there's nothing else in there. No, that's all. Now wait, I'll put the stone back now. I don't want no one else to go prowling around.
You're just in time, Abner. These people are almost on top of us. Hide your jar under your coat and let's hurry home.
Yes, sirree, Martha. I'll bet we got a fortune just like it was in the dream. Just like them jewel hunters in the funny.
Oh.
I guess I was right, eh, Martha? That dream will make us rich.
Well, I'm glad that job's over. I never worked so hard in my life. Here, Abner, here's the last of those bonds, all dried and nicely pressed with the iron.
Yeah.
How much does it all add up to, Abner?
They sure look pretty, don't they?
Oh.
Let's see, 28,500. 500 more makes 29.
Oh.
These two, you just give me 1,000 more, makes 30,000. Oh. Think of it, Martha. We're rich. $30,000.
Let me sit down. I'm all tuckered out. Couldn't sleep a wink last night thinking of all them bonds hanging up to dry, like so many pieces of laundry.
Well, the moisture in those fruit jars didn't seem to hurt them any. Look, they dried out fine. Look as good as new.
They should. I spent more time and trouble ironing them out and pressing them than I do my precious antiques and lace and linens.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared stiff I might scorch them.
And it was darn hard work, but it was worth it. $30,000. Think of it.
Abner, look at the time. We've been too busy. We've been forgetting all about the time. It's 8:45. Come on, get your things on. The bank opens in 15 minutes.
Sure it does. Sure does. I want to be there first. Grab your hat, Martin. Come on. You can go shopping while I cash in these bonds.
Yes, come right into my private office, Abner. I'm sorry I had to keep you waiting out there. But this transaction of yours is just a little bit out of the ordinary. Our tellers couldn't handle it. By the way, you know Judge Moore here.
Sure. Howdy, John.
Hello, Abner.
Mr. Hardy, I got to make some improvements on my place. I had a little new livestock, so I need some ready cash. That's why I want to trade in them bonds.
Oh, yes, the bonds. Now, tell me, Abner, where'd you get them?
What's the matter? Ain't they no good?
Oh, yes, they're good, all right.
Well,
but very, very rare. Civil War issue, and the block you have is the only outstanding issue in existence. All the rest were called in and redeemed by an act of Congress some 50-odd years ago.
Yeah, that's why I'm so interested in them, Abner. You see, a long time ago, when I was just beginning to establish my law practice, I was selected to administer the Babcock estate. You remember there were two brothers, bachelors, almost hermits they were.
Yeah, I remember them. A couple of ornery old cusses they were, always fighting among themselves.
Exactly. Well, they finally had a very bitter quarrel, and Daniel, the older of the two, to get his revenge, hid all their bonds and securities and died without telling his brother Ephraim where he'd hid them.
Yeah, I recollect now. Ephraim died soon after that.
Yeah, that's right. After their death, I had the very difficult job of trying to settle the estate.
That's
we know
so.
From letters, receipts, etc., we found that there were quite a number of state and government bonds of considerable value to the estate, but unfortunately, we never could find them.
Yes, these were the same bonds you brought into the bank this morning, Abner. They're all part of the Babcock estate.
That's where I found them, buried in an old cellar wall under the ruins of the Babcock house. I had a dream about them. I went there and dug them out just like I did in my dream. They were hidden in some old fruit jars.
And, naturally, you thought they'd belong to you. Finders keepers, eh, Abner?
Why, sure, Judge. And they do, don't they?
Yeah. If we can prove there are no more legal heirs to the Babcock estate. But that's going to be a long, costly process of law. In fact, the cost will very likely be a great deal more than the value of the estate.
Hold on now, John. You mean it'll cost more than $30,000?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Abner. Even in my time, I've traveled a great deal and incurred a lot of personal expenses trying to settle that very estate. You see, the Babcock boys were the last of their line, and they left no wills. The heirs and relatives are scattered and remote.
And we'd have to go to the trouble and expense of hunting them up and tell them about the barn?
Exactly. That's the law. And as executor of the estate, I'm sworn to uphold it. There would be endless lawyers' fees, costs of court actions, money for recorders of deeds, legal papers, copies of birth and death certificates to prove the claims of the heirs. Traveling expenses all over the country.
Beginning to see what you mean, John. Well, you're a good lawyer and an honest judge, so I turn the whole caboodle over to you. And if after you settle it and there's any left, let me know. Well, I guess I better run along and break the sad news to Martha. Bye, John.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Hardy.
Oh, there you are, Abner. What in tarnation are you doing sitting in the car like that? Why did you come and help me shop?
Don't ask me now, Martha. Just get in and let's get going.
We ain't going home yet. I haven't finished shopping.
Well,
I want to get a new hat and some material for new curtains.
Well,
and
now...
Oh, and a new carpet for the parlor.
Yeah, but
and a few things for the upstairs bedroom.
Well, now...
I haven't half finished yet. Well, Abner, say something.
I've been trying to... Just what that... As that poor fella said one time, tell me not in mournful numbers. Life is but an empty dream.
Yes, poor old Abner's $30,000 dream just faded to an empty void. Judge Moore's prediction came true. For the cost to settle the will not only ate up the entire $30,000, but quite a bit of Abner's savings as well. You have just heard the front page drama, $30,000 Dream, based on an amazing and most amusing true life story entitled, Found a Fortune by Having a Dream About the Funny Papers. This is but one of the many features to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Page Dramas present The Gypsy Murder Case, a dramatization of the ninth story in the thrilling detective series now being featured in the American Weekly under the title of The Return of Ashton Wolf. Every week, more and more people join the millions of American Weekly readers who are enjoying not only this masterful series of detective stories, but all the other fine stories, articles, and feature fiction that have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit. For greater reading pleasure during these winter weekends, insist on the Hearst Sunday newspaper that gives you the American Weekly. And now to Ashton Wolfe's Gypsy Murder Case.